24 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. A former bank economist predicts Ontario could end up in the same mess as Greece if it doesn't follow his deficit-cutting plan. Don Drummond has handed the province 362 recommendations on cutting costs, but he notes none of them involve social assistance.
In the Harris era, social assistance was cut by 21%, and we're recommending no cut. So the restraint outside of the social assistance is quite a bit deeper.
Drummond warns that unlike previous economic downturns, it will take a long time to get the province's finances in order. One of the recommendations made was to close one of two casinos in Niagara Falls and one of the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation's two head offices. That could be bad news for Belleville. On Monday, Dwight Duncan made comments concerning the amount of money spent annually on horse racetracks associated with the OLG. A racetrack in Belleville has now been in the works for the last 10 years. Now, with Drummond's recommendations to close the casino and an OLG head office, it's unknown where the already slow-moving project goes from here. Debate has begun in the House of Commons leading up to the expected passage of legislation to kill the long gun registry. Public Safety Minister Vic Tave says it's the end of a campaign that began for him 15 years ago when he was Attorney General of Manitoba. He earlier urged opposition MPs to listen to their constituents and side with the government when the bill comes up for final reading this afternoon. A man accused of killing his mom in Prince Edward County has been found fit to stand trial. Bo Jeffrey will appear in court next month for a preliminary hearing. He's charged with second-degree murder of his 59-year-old mother, Elaine. Her body was found in a wooded area in the county last fall. Provincial police continue their crackdown on distracted driving this week. Yesterday, police handed out 20 tickets in Hastings and Prince Edward counties for people using their cell phone or texting while driving. Northumberland OPP officer Phil Clark says it's not just cell phone use that will land you a ticket.
Playing with the radio, looking for searching for items in your vehicle, adjusting the CD player, dealing with kids in the back seat.
A ticket could cost anywhere from $110 to $2,000. The blitz continues through the week. Survivors of a Honduran prison fire says it was started by an inmate who screamed, "We will all die here," as he set his bedding on fire. The fire raced through the overcrowded prison last night, burning and suffocating inmates in their locked cells. As many as 356 died, and some 475 people escaped. And Nick Walinda says he feels like he's on top of the world. The Niagara Parks Commission Board approved the Daredevil's request to walk over the falls on a tightrope. It turned him down in December. The commission has laid out 45 days to work out the details, including a date for the wire walk. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Taylor Rankema with sports.
The Belleville Bulls are in action tonight, facing off against Ottawa. The 67s clobbered Belleville on Sunday by a score of 9-0. The Bulls are currently ninth place in the OHL Eastern Conference. 13 games lined up on the hardwood tonight, including Denver visiting Dallas. Jeremy Lin and the New York Knicks hope to continue their winning streak when they face Sacramento tonight. And the Raps hope to avoid another loss when they host the San Antonio Spurs. The BC Lions were the busiest team early on as CFL free agency opened at noon. The Lions re-signed starting defensive backs Ryan Phillips and Dante Marsh. Edmonton has added former Saskatchewan wide receiver Carey Koch, while Winnipeg has inked offensive lineman Glenn January. Rough Riders slotback Andy Fantuz and Blue Bombers guard Brendan Labatt are still the biggest names up for grabs. Around the NHL tonight, five Canadian teams are in action, including the Canucks taking on Colorado. Ottawa is coming off a shutout win to face Florida. Boston plays the Canadiens, and the struggling Maple Leafs head to Edmonton to face the Oilers. Now that the Italian government has pulled the plug on Rome's Olympic bid, the five remaining candidate cities have something to prove. They have to show that they have the financial and political muscle to win the high-stakes race for the 2020 Games. Istanbul has submitted its Olympic bid file to the IOC, completing the field of five candidate cities. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91x weather.
Mostly cloudy this afternoon, a high of +4. Skies clearing overnight, dipping down to a low of -4. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, rain beginning early tomorrow afternoon. We'll reach a high of +3, and sun and cloud to end out the